Chuck Hagel was sworn in Wednesday morning, 2 days before $85 billion in across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester take effect. Rick Whitmer is an associate professor of political science at Creighton University.
The first question he's going to have to deal with is, how do you go about removing a large portion of what the Pentagon's budget is for the next year? I mean, that's military readiness, and he's going to have to deal with a lot of these questions. So he's in an unenviable position coming out of a tough confirmation battle.
Jonathan Benjamin Alvarado teaches political science at UNO. He says Hagel must make the case for keeping critical defense programs in place.
And I think there's, you know, obviously lots of waste in terms of what goes on in the Department of Defense, but, you know, how do you balance that against the critical national security needs that we confront today, you know, where we're dealing mostly with non-state actors? It isn't the Soviet Union out there looming on the horizon. It's things that we possibly haven't even considered yet.
Alvarado and Whitmer say Hagel brings a unique perspective to the job as defense secretary because of his military service. The Senate approved Hagel's nomination on a 58-41 vote. Senator Deb Fischer voted against Hagel's confirmation. Senator Mike Johanns was one of four Republicans who voted in favor of Hagel. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Katie Schubert.